The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When Jesus had finished all his words to the people, he entered Capernaum. A centurion there had a slave who was ill and about to die, and he was valuable to him. When he heard about Jesus, he sent elders of the Jews to him, asking him to come and save the life of his slave. They approached Jesus and strongly urged him to come, saying, "He deserves to have you do this for him, for he loves our nation and he built the synagogue for us." And Jesus went with them. But when he was only a short distance from the house, the centurion sent friends to tell him, "Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof. Therefore I did not consider myself worthy to come to you, but say the word and let my servant be healed. For I too am a person subject to authority, with soldiers subject to me. And I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes, and to another, 'Come here,' and he comes, and to my slave, 'Do this,' and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed at him, and turning, said to the crowd following him, "I tell you, not even in Israel have I found such faith." When the messengers returned to the house, they found the slave in good health. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We hear today in the gospel reading the line that each and every one of us says every single time before we receive the Eucharist. "Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed." It's the last thing we say after that final prayer of consecration where we're being invited into the Last Supper. It's something I'm pretty sure the disciples didn't say at the Last Supper themselves. So it's been a very intentional choice on our part to include it in our liturgy at that moment. And if I'm being totally honest, I have a little bit of an allergic reaction to too much talk about unworthiness. It's probably stuff I picked up from Hollywood over the years, but I imagine kind of an exaggerated self-mortification that becomes almost Pelagian in its pursuit of, like, I'm going to make a point that I somehow will be worthy when the moment comes to receive the Eucharist or God's grace or God's gifts. So I can have a little bit of an allergic reaction when I think about unworthiness and even speak about it. However, I think the reason that we say that line before we receive the Eucharist is because the church is inviting us to move some small bit towards humility, an increase of humility. And one of the best ways that I've ever heard humility phrased is in C.S. Lewis, with typical clever phrasing that he does with so many things, when he speaks of humility as being not so much thinking less of ourselves, but thinking less about ourselves. Not so much thinking less of ourselves, but thinking less about ourselves. And I think that actually that's reflected really well in the line that we're quoting from Scripture every time we say it before we receive the Eucharist. Because the centurion who says that line, when he says it, he says, "Lord, I am not worthy you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my servant shall be healed." He's making that prayer for another person. He's asking for grace for another person when he says that. And the second aspect of that I think resonates really well with this thinking less of our, not thinking less of ourselves, but less about ourselves, is that he's also just recognizing God as God. He's approaching him and just saying, "My God and my Lord," and then asking for the graces that he would afterwards. So I think it's a beautiful thing that we have in our liturgy to repeat that line before we receive the Eucharist. And may it move us just a little bit more close to a humility that if it is successful, if we really receive the Eucharist with an attitude of humility, and we sense, without being self-deprecating, that we're unworthy for the gifts that we receive, all we're going to feel is gratitude for the gifts that come our way.